Saga Egmont presents Booked for Murder by J.C. Eaton. Read by Laurence Bouvard. Dedication. To all of our friends at the Sun City West Dog Parks, you kept bugging us to write a murder mystery about the dog parks, big and small. Well, we didn't stop at one book. You gave us so much fodder, we had to do a series. Enjoy! And please remember, this is a work of fiction. Chapter 1. Office of Sophie Kimball, Mankato Police Department.
I'm telling you, Fee, they were all murdered. Murdered by reading that book.
I tried to keep my voice low, even though I felt like screaming. I had gotten the full story last night, but apparently that wasn't enough. That's insane, Mother. No one drops dead from reading a book. Look, can we talk about this later? I'm at work.
Then you shouldn't have answered your cell phone.
She was right. It was a bad habit. One I had gotten used to when my daughter was in college and had all sorts of would-be emergencies. Now it was my mother in Arizona who seemed to have a never-ending supply of issues. The plumbing in her bathroom. A squeaky garage door. The arthritis in her right hand. A bridge player from her group who was cheating. And trouble keeping her succulents alive. Today it was some bizarre story about her book club. I glanced at the bottom of the computer screen for the time and decided to let her speak for another minute or so.
Like I was saying, all of us in Booked for Murder are going to die from reading that book. There's a curse on it or something.
Honestly, Mother, you can't be serious. We went through this last night. Minnie Bendelson was 87, overweight, diabetic, and had a heart condition. Not to mention the fact she was a chain smoker. A chain smoker! Edna Mae Langford fell, broke her hip, and died from complications of pneumonia. And she was in her 80s.
What about Marilyn Scott? She was only 70.
Her golf cart was hit by a car going in the wrong direction.
That wouldn't have happened if she wasn't engrossed in that book. That's what I'm telling you. She died from that darn book. And now I'm petrified. Of course, I've only read up until page 24. I was in the middle of a paragraph when I got the call about Edna May. That's when I stopped reading the book.
Good. Read something else.
I'm serious, Fee. You need to fly out here and find out how that curse works.
How on earth would I know? And once and for all, there is no curse.
You can't say that for sure. You need to investigate. With your background, that shouldn't be too hard.
My background? What background?
Well, you work for the police department, don't you?
In accounting and payroll. I have a civil service job. I'm not a detective. As if to verify, I picked up the placard in front of my computer. It read, Sophie Kimball, Accounts Receivable.
You come in contact with those investigators every day. Something must have rubbed off by now. You've had that job for years.
Look, Mother, I promise I'll call the minute I get home from work, but I can't stay on the phone. Do me a favor. Stop reading those books for a few days. Turn on the TV. Listen to the radio. Or find something other than murder mysteries to read. Maybe a good cookbook.
Who cooks in Sun City West? This is a retirement community. I'm going out with friends for dinner. Call me after 7 your time.
Fine. And stop thinking about a cursed book. My finger slid to the red N button just as Nate Williams approached my desk. He had been a detective in this small Minnesota city for close to 2 decades and was counting the days till his retirement. At 65, he still looked youthful, even with his graying hair. Maybe it was his height or the way he sauntered about as if he didn't have a care in the world.
What's this about a cursed book? Some new case and they called your department by mistake?
I tried to ignore.